life for me.
You're off the edge of the map, mate. Here there be monsters.
Not all treasure is silver and gold, mate.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
Ahoy me mateys, we are back with Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, the fourth film in Johnny Depp's venerable pirate franchise.
What do you do for an encore after Keira Knightley and Orlando Bloom aren't cool anymore? Well, Penelope Cruz and Blackbeard, I guess.
Are those two different people?
But you know what they say at the beginning of every DVD we put in? Don't pirate this movie because you aren't going to pay the artists, the writers, the directors who make the movie. Well, we're in a similar boat. We hope you aren't pirating our Pirates of the Caribbean podcast because those are specifically for our donors who help keep Now Playing on the air. If it wasn't for listeners who donate their hard-earned money to our show, we couldn't do the show we do week after week every single Tuesday. And as we've said, we do these donation drives. It's like the PBS pledge drives where if we don't get your money, we can't stay on the air. So we want to say thank you. And we could send you a t-shirt. We could send you a tote bag. And let me tell you, it would be a lot quicker than doing a five-part retrospective series to just go to Cafe Press. But we think that if you guys enjoy the shows we do, that you would like bonus shows as the thank you instead of a water bottle or a can cozy. So we did the five-part Pirates of the Caribbean special for people who donate $10 or more. And here's a clip of this week's fourth Pirates review on Stranger Tides.
But I think it is a pretty good scene, and a scene we haven't seen before in any of the previous movies, when we get the mermaids. They need to gather all the stuff, and one of them is a mermaid's tear. So there's this place called Whitecap Bay, and that's where the mermaids hang out. And so they're going to take this poor crew and use them as bait. And it's kind of a creepy scene, the way that it comes off. They're kind of seductive. They're singing and luring the men to lean over into the water, and that's when the fangs come out.
Yeah, they're like vampires, the way the teeth come out. It definitely felt like... I was thinking back to the old Dracula novel and how Dracula had those three harpies that lived with him and fed on Jonathan in that castle. The way that they're seductive and then, yeah, they grow fangs like vampires do. And
I thought the scene worked.
I did too. And it's interesting that they chose to call them mermaids rather than sirens, because siren seems like way more of a pirate legend than the mermaid, but I guess it's interchangeable and it doesn't take away from the scene itself, and the special effects there were great.
I can't be the only one who was trying to figure out, are they really going to allow nipple in a Disney PG-13? You can't say in a Disney PG-13, but these are topless mermaids. They did a real good job of gluing that hair down.
And if you notice, there's scales that come up over there as well. It was done well. It's good makeup, it's good effects, and it is one of the high points of this movie.
Yeah, I think it's the high point for me. What is it that they have? They have almost that toy you get from a gumball machine, the sticky fingers or whatever. They can sling something that, like, latches on, and they're just yanking guys off the ship by the end of it, pulling down a whole dock. They're really aggressive. I mean, honestly, they're much cooler than Blackbeard.
Yeah, they're wacky-handing the guys there.
Yeah, wacky-hand. That's what I was thinking of.
And they're drawn to man-made light, so Jack climbs up in the tower to blow up the light to try to save the people, and Blackbeard's ship is burning them to push them towards the cove. It is exciting. It is probably the best fight of the whole thing. And I like that they make you also feel bad for the mermaids, you know? It's a little bit both directions, because when they finally do capture one, it's the most unlikely person who would capture one. The missionary who's there, Philip, is the one who's actually able to spear one in the fin and keep it from swimming away.
And boy, they want this to be the relationship that Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley had, and I don't think anyone's going to feel like that it becomes anything close to that. I mean, say what you will, I felt like that was a really good story for the first film that got overextended in the sequels, but they added something to the whole lore. Here, I forget about these characters. I really don't care if the guy ever ends up with the mermaid.
I kind of care just because the mermaid's really attractive and I feel bad for her and I want someone to rescue her and Philip's the only one.
Why not Jack?
Because Jack has Angelica, who's more age appropriate and also feels like she could put up with him and keep up with him. If Jack went after Serena, that poor innocent vampire would be so lost.
Yeah, and she's very young, too. That would almost be screen inappropriate. I mean, if we were questioning how appropriate Jack and Elizabeth would have been in that first movie, this is even further down that road.
She was 25 years old at the time of filming, the actress was, but they really did find something here in this French actress. She is alluring. I would crash my boat onto the rocks for her. That is not a euphemism.
No, you're right. She's beautiful, yet innocent looking, yet somehow wise beyond her years. There's a lot in this actress's face and portrayal here, so good job all around on the mermaid stuff.
Yeah, so the gimmick is they gotta get her to cry. What's gonna make her cry? It's legit. She wasn't just telling the missionary she loved him so that she could lure him to his death like all the other pirates they killed. I think because he is pure, because he is a man of faith, she can read that into him, and I think that is why they have genuine love and why she potentially might cry if they slit his throat.
I never once thought that they killed him. Again, any attempts of misdirection never worked.
No. I guess. You would be a fool to think that the leading man, the Orlando Bloom Part 2, got his throat slit in the middle of the movie. Well, if they had done it, it would have been amazing. It really would have had us if they had dared to do that. But
I remember watching that scene and writing down in my notes, this movie has not earned the right to fake kill this guy.
Here's the thing I'm going to say, and this might be slightly damning, but Sam Claflin, you are no Orlando Bloom, and that is damning.
And I like him in Hunger Games. I do feel like this is an actor that has proven in other franchises he can be appealing. He was kind of a cat in that one. He was really cocky, and he ended up dying for that. But here, being altruistic, even Orlando Bloom had some dark edges. His father was a pirate, and he had to do some bad things in order to do the right thing. Here, this guy is all mope all the time. He feels really guilty about spearing her fin. That is the one thing he's trying to atone for here, and he'll spend the whole movie weeping about it. Boy, if they needed his tears, the chalice would have been overflowing.
And if you'd like to hear the entire Pirates of the Caribbean retrospective series, 5 parts, the new installment of Pirates comes out next week, our review the week after that. Head to nowplayingpodcast.com/donate. You can find all the details about the donation drive. Pirates of the Caribbean series, 5 podcasts for a donation of $10 or more. Add the Alien series, 11 podcasts for a donation of $25 or more. You want the Planet of the Apes series on top of that? I feel like I'm an infomercial, but that's 20 podcasts for $40 or more. But wait, there's more! We're also doing the Twin Peaks retrospective series. We've heard you guys that some of you didn't want to use the Podbean app. So for a donation of $70 or more, you're going to get almost 80 podcasts by the time Showtime's Twin Peaks series is done. Find all the details at nowplayingpodcast.com/donate. If you just want a single episode, head to our Podbean page. They're all available there. But you help our show more, and you get more podcasts for less money if you donate directly to us. But every podcast we've ever done is out of the vault on our Podbean page. So if you can't find interest for Pirates, but you want to hear us talk Troll, Exorcist, Psycho, all of that is available at our Podbean page. Links from nowplayingpodcast.com. Thank you for your bounty. Yo ho ho. We'll be back on Totally Free Tuesday with our first review of the Wonder Woman retrospective series. We'll talk to you then.
Gentlemen.
M'lady.
You will always remember this as the day that you almost caught
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Did everyone see that? Because I will not be doing it again.
Support from listeners like you is what keeps Now Playing able to podcast weekly.
Because you and I are alike. And there will come a moment when you have a chance to show it. To do the right thing.
I love those moments. I like to wave at them as they pass by.
You'll have the chance to do something... something courageous. And when you do, you'll discover something. that you're a good man.
The film discussed in this podcast and all audio clips and music used are the property of their respective copyright holders, and no infringement is intended. This podcast has not been prepared, approved, or licensed by any entity that created or produced the well-known Pirates of the Caribbean films. Now Playing is an independent movie review podcast with no affiliation with Disney or any other company involved in the publishing, creating, or distribution of that film series.
Still thinking of running, Jack? Think you can outrun the world? You know, the problem with being the last of anything. By and by, there'll be none left at all.
The opinions expressed in Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Inganza Media Incorporated.
Me, I'm dishonest. And a dishonest man you can always trust to be dishonest. Honestly. It's the honest ones you want to watch out for, because you can never predict, and they're going to do something incredibly stupid.
Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2017, all rights reserved, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Abandoned ship. Abandoned ship or abandoned hope.
I already did the pirate voice thing. What can I do?
I mean, it never gets old.
No, but what, how's that song go? A pirate's life for me.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
Okay, yeah.
You could be British.
Here, let's all sing that together, okay? Okay.
Yeah, good idea. I can tell this, we'll have no problems. Are we all on the same key?
You know, I've quit waiting jobs because I didn't want to sing Happy Birthday.
Yeah.
All right, we'll try at the count of three.
Yeah, you're going up there. Okay.
Oh, I was trying to go on like the
harmonizing.
If you were
wow,
I was going to go and you know.
That will be great. Harmony was not even in my thought.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Yo, ho, yo, ho. Pirate's life for me.
You went really high. Okay. I can do high. That's
okay. Fine. I can do low.
Okay. Low is better.
Okay. 1, 2. 1, 2, 3.
Yo, ho, yo, ho. A pirate's life for us.
Us, Justin, right? Did you even do that?
Said me.
Yeah, that's like what I did in band where I was like, yeah, I'm playing the flute. Like one note.
All right. There was that time in choir that I just moved my lips.
Yeah, all those tricks.
Oh, I was singing a low bass. I was giving you a...
You're doing the harmony. I appreciate it.